Good morning. Welcome to another exciting daily episode of Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church and St. James Christian Academy Preschool through 12th grades. I'm Donalyn Curry, your host. For more information, why don't you check out our web at www.christfamilychurch.net. Now, join my husband, Pastor Jerry, as he's teaching on the power of the Word.
Is that right? In fact, the scripture we all love and know, Mark 11, 22 through 24, have the faith of God, for whatsoever things you say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be cast in. You remember that scripture?
Yeah.
Whatever you say to the mountain, it'll obey you. He says at the end of that, it's still part of the prayer, he says, and when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, or your Father which is in heaven will not forgive you your trespasses. There is a time when God cannot forgive your trespasses because you're in unforgiveness. That's the word of God. And if you walk in forgiveness, okay, let's move on. Luke 17, verse 3. Look at this. Luke 17, 3 from the Message. Be alert. If you see your friend going wrong, correct him. If he responds, forgive him. Well, how many times, Lord, shall I forgive him? 7 times in one day? What did he say? 70 times 7. You just forgive, period. I don't care. But he wasn't serious when he asked for forgiveness. Who cares? It's not about him. It's about you.
Oh.
But you don't know what he did to me. It doesn't matter what he did to you. God will sort him out. What are you doing about you? We don't have a right to walk in unforgiveness. We don't have the right. And it's going to harm us. So we forgive others. Is that right? If he responds, even if he just says, sorry, and you know he's not, you forgive him. In fact, before he asks you for apology, or before he apologizes, forgive him. He might never apologize. Forgive him or her. And you know what? One of the biggest problems, listen to me, ladies. Ladies, listen. And it's true to men as well, but specifically women. When they've been dumped with the kids, the man's walked out now after all the promises he made. Now he leaves and he finds a 15-year-old bimbo somewhere. Now, well, you know what I mean? Let me tell you something. Listen to me, girls, ladies. To forgive, that is one of the hardest things, is for a woman who's been shunned like that, who's been, the knife's been stuck in and turned. And he's wrong. He's absolutely wrong. Because when you get married, it's till death do us part. We are one. But, so things happen. Now, what do you do after the things happened? You have to learn to let it go, or else it's going to harm you. Not him. He's a slug. He's having a party. He doesn't even care that you're like that. It harms you. And God is saying, forgive. I don't care if he repents, if he doesn't repent, if he comes back, if he doesn't come back, if he finds 10 other women, it makes no difference. Forgive him.
Amen.
Or else you are going to be in trouble. Amen. Is that right? I'm talking truth. I'm telling you. And that's one of the hardest areas, is where the man's dumped her. Because when she said, I do, she meant it for life. Often the man... No, let me move on. Okay. Okay, Colossians 3:13. Watch this one. Colossians 3:13. I've got to speed up just a little bit quickly. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgives you. You see that? As he forgave you. He's forgiven you. Now he's saying, forgive them. Let them go. It's not worth keeping them prisoner inside of yourself because you're harming your own life. Open the prison doors. Let them loose. Tell them, out you go. Come on, scurry. Out you go. Put, choo. Because you know what? You're contaminating inside. Get out. Get on out. I forgive you. I let you go. Come on, out you go. Prison doors are open. And when they're out, slam them shut and lock them. And leave them to someone who can take care of them. I've noticed I can't. I can take care of me, but I can't take care of you.
Yeah.
Amen. God will take care of you. As long as I take care of me, we're happy.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yep. So let them go. Say, let them go.
Let
them go. Last one. Ephesians 4:32. Look at this. Be kind one to another. Tender-hearted. Forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Whew. You want to walk in humility? Copy him. Amen. Copy him. And I know you were done wrong. I know it wasn't right what they did. I know it. They stole, they lied, they cheated, they spoke about. I know they did all those things. That's a fact. It's true they did it. But you don't have to cling to it. You don't have to let it affect you anymore. You can stop that thing and say, I cause their words to die on the ground in Jesus Christ's mighty name, and I release them and I forgive them. I let them go. But look what he says. Be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another. Doesn't that sound like the fruits of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Doesn't it sound a lot like that? You can't do that without the Spirit of God that's inside you helping you. You can't love your enemies without God helping you. And if you try to love your enemies in your flesh, you're going to love them to death.
Accredited academic excellence.
Peaceful environment.
Phenomenal music, ballet, and karate.
Cultural enrichment.
Competitive team sports. Chapel and character growth.
Are you looking for a great academic and Christ-centered school? Well, Christ Family Church has the solution for you. St. James Christian Academy. Now enrolling preschool through the 12th grade with full scholarships available.
You can't love your enemies. Let me tell you, those that have abused you, you want to get them even. Your flesh wants them down. Your soul wants them down. Your spirit is saying, be tenderhearted, be kind, be gentle, be loving, be forgiving. And your spirit and your flesh, the Bible says, are at war with each other. Does it not say the spirit and the flesh war against each other? Your flesh wants to kill him. Your spirit's saying, no, no, no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. And we're listening to our flesh too often. And then we act religious. Well, I'm just going to give him fivefold ministry. Amen. I'm going to get him into the presence of the Lord real quick. But you cannot. Your flesh wants its pound of glory. Your soul wants to know, I've got my way. But the Spirit of God is saying, be kind, be gentle. That's why he says, pray for your enemies and those that abuse you. Why? He says it'll heap coals of fire on their head. Amen. That means it'll soften their hearts that God can get in and save them. Yeah. And you want them saved. You don't even want the worst person on the planet in hell, because hell is a place wasn't created for humans. So you can't love them and forgive them without the power of the Holy Ghost. So you need to tap into the Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, I'm trying, but I really am mad. And I don't know how I'm going to do this. Please, please encourage me, strengthen me, help me to release them and let them go. And then start praying for their well-being, just for a little while. Lord, bless them, encourage them, strengthen them, lead them to you. Let them see your love. Let them see your grace. Let them see your mercy. Oh, when you start praying for them, something happens. A new power comes in you. Yeah. A new power. And you know what? They've lost control. Are you hearing me? As long as you're angry and you're unforgiving, they've still got control in you. But as soon as you let them go and you hand them over to God to bless their life, they cannot control another thing in your life. Amen. Yeah, that's the truth. Okay, I'm going to give you the last one. Is that okay? So that next week we're going to claim some spiritual things to get rid of this stuff out of our lives. And I'm starting Wednesday night. You don't miss Wednesday night. Come and get all that trash taken out of your life. The fifth one I want to give you to help you walk in humility is live to serve others. Write that down. Live to serve others. And I'm telling you, proud people don't want to be a servant. You know, when I realize now why I own steakhouses and a coffee shop. God was teaching me to serve. Because that's all I did in my restaurants. How's your meal, sir? Can I help you? Can I take it away? Clear the plates. I was a servant. And one day I said, why'd you give me steakhouses if I'm not going to be a steakhouse owner anymore and you're making me a pastor? Why? He said, so you can learn to serve. One man came to me one day. I said, how's your meal, sir? He took a big bite. I was in an Afrikaans area where they grow them twice the size of humans. They play rugby. They eat like half a pig on their own. I mean, these guys are big and they speak Afrikaans. And they're tough. I said, how's your food, sir? And he looked at me, did that, wait, chewed. I was like, oh, Jesus. How's your food? He looked at me and said, poik. I thought, oh, God, what's poik? I didn't know the word. Thank you, sir. And I went into the kitchen. I said, what's poik? That guy told me it's poik. Perfect. Oh, wow. I mean, I learned to serve. One man, we gave him ribs, and he was Jewish. We didn't know. We gave him pork ribs. It was like in his 80s. I said, how's the meal? He thought it was beef because we had beef and pork. And the new waitress gave him pork. How's your ribs, sir? He said, it was the best thing I ever eaten in my life. He'd never eaten pork. It's the best thing I ever eaten in my life. I said, stupid me. I said, we make the best pork ribs in the world. The guy jumped out of the chair. He was swinging at me, 80 years old. I'm eating pork. I never touched pork in my life. He went wild. I learned to serve. And I've had some people with the pork scenes here in church. Trust me. Okay, Mark 10:45. Oh, Lord help me. Look at this. For even I, this is God, the Son of God, this is Jesus Christ, the Messiah, even I, God, the Son of Man. Why does he call himself the Son of Man? Because he came as a man born of Adam. He wasn't born of Adam, but he came like a man into the world. So he was man and he was God. He had to be man to do what he did, or else we couldn't receive what he gave us. So he's the Son of Man. We're talking about God. He says, the Son of Man, for I, even I, the Son of Man came here not to be served, but to serve others and to give my life as a ransom for many. God himself came as a servant. That's humility. Proud people can't be humble enough to serve. Go empty garbage cans and put plates, take plates off the table and serve other ways. I'm talking serving all the way around. Proud people can't do that. But God said, I, the Son of Man, God, I didn't come to be served by you guys. I came to serve you. That's powerful. Look at Matthew 18, verse 1, and I'm closing after one more. Watch out. 18:1. About that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, which of us is greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Yo, look at me. I cast out 10 demons this weekend. Yo, I laid hands on 5 sick and they're all recovered. Yeah? So who do you think is going to be greatest, God? Who? Come on, tell us. I want them to hear. And they're all saying it. Look at the next verse. Anyone who becomes as humble as this little child will be the greatest. So what do I have to do to become great? Humble. I think Americans say humble, don't you? Some people say humble. They leave the H silent. It's not. It's ha. Humble. H, like herbs. Why do you say herbs? There's an H in front. It's herbs. I heard one guy naked as acred. I'm not joking. Some weird people in the world. But look what he says. If you want to be great, what do you have to do? So if you're proud, where are you? You least. And as you humble yourself, he lifts you up to greatness. And when he lifts you up to greatness, ain't nobody can take you down. But when you lift yourself up to greatness, you're going for a fall. Because pride goes before a fall.
Christ Family Church is dedicated to helping our community through various ministries, such as our food pantry, healing school, and life groups. We invite you to experience miracles with us in your everyday life.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this message from Pastor Jerry Curry. If you'd like to know more about Christ Family Church, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and our website at www.christfamilychurch.net.